Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
This is the Terry Wilson, really?
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
All right, Christopher B., thank you for that introduction. And thank you, my dedicated listener, for tuning in once again for episode 366 of the TerryWilson3.com podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to that entrepreneur, that person that wants to make a dent in the universe, that they know they're worth more, and they know the only way that they're going to get what they're worth is they go out there and get it themselves. And that's what we want to do here at TerryWilson3.com. We want to equip you so you can discover what your value is, develop that value, and then monetize that value. That's the whole point here. Discover, develop, and monetize. And in episode 366 today, I want to give you three effective strategies to reach your online targeted audience. Effective ways to reach an audience online. And, you know, at TerryWilson3.com, we give you all kinds of marketing tools. And a lot of them are online. Some of them are not online tools. You know, we have the bulk texter, the bulk voice broadcast dialer. These are units that will work for people with regular phones, cell phones, text, and voicemail. So we have those. But the lion's share of more and more people you're going to reach in your business is going to be online. And so if you don't have a strong online presence, then you don't have an effective strategy to get in front of your audience today. And that presents a huge challenge for a lot of people. A lot of people have been in business for 20, 30, 40 years now. At the Worth More Conference, you know, I would say a good 30, 40% of the people that half the people probably or more that were at the conference were people that came from entrepreneurial backgrounds that already, they know what it's like to hustle and beat the pavement. They know what it's like to peddle the insurance, the real estate, the direct sales products. And so that's what they were used to doing. So I didn't have to convince them much about, you know, the accolades of being an entrepreneur. They knew it. They had done bought into that. But what they were needing was sharper skills on how to reach people in a more effective, cost-effective way online. And so that presents some technical issues. And so that's what we spent a lot of time at TerryWilson3.com doing, is helping people develop skill sets that will help them reach their targeted audience. Who is it that needs, wants, desires, and can afford what it is you offer? We also work with clients to help them come up with ways of monetizing that engagement, whether they ever sell the client anything or not. And so it's a wonderful thing when you can go out and just enjoy life and share value with people and get paid for it. For instance, both my mother and my mother-in-law are of the age now that they are on Medicare. And, you know, I've been in the insurance background. And so I know the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to Medicare supplements and Medicare drug programs and all of that. And there's something I'm really excited about because my wife and I have been using it now for about 2 years. And we just turned her mother on to it because for what she was paying in premiums versus what she was getting covered on her drug plan was absurd. It was just absurd. And so my wife decided, well, hey, I'm going to take this discount drug card we have and just, it's an app. It's called GoodRx and you can get it for free. You just go to TerryWilson3.com/GoodR, the letter R, the letter X. GoodRx. It's a free app. You can go to TerryWilson3.com/GoodRx. Download it for free. Cost you nothing. There's no premiums. There's no nothing. Okay. You're not signing up for any insurance. It's a discount card. But here's the deal. My mother-in-law, who was paying a healthy premium for her drug plan and then paying a healthy deductible and paying healthy copays was still paying over $100 for a particular medication. My wife decides to take her to the local Costco here in Spartanburg and uses the app and gets the exact same drug prescription, everything for her, for less than $10. Less than $10, where she was paying over $100 using the app that she got at TerryWilson3.com/GoodRx. That has saved my wife and I tons of money over the years, but also helping my mother and mother-in-law with it, and we've helped other friends. So why not bring all this up on a business podcast? Because what I'm just sharing with you is what my members can do. They're out, they're looking at things, they're using things in their day-to-day lives. And if they come across something that they love, that works for them, that helps them, that has saved them money, they can share it with people and get paid for it. When you go over to TerryWilson3.com/GoodRx, you can download that for free. You can try it. You can not try it. You can do whatever you want. But every time someone goes over there and downloads that app just for trying it out, they're going to send me a dollar. Okay. And what I'm doing in this instance right here, I give as an example for my members to do as well. We are helping, for instance, another example. I am not a health fitness coach at all. For you guys that have seen me on the podcast, you probably know that. I probably wouldn't have a lot of credibility selling wellness and fitness. But anyway, the point of the matter is I know business. I can generate leads. I can teach people how to recruit people in their business. And there's this one particular company that we're getting more and more clients coming to us using our system to help recruit into their business from the Beachbody organization. And one of the ways I met one of these folks is showing them the TerryWilson3.com/Beachbody offer. And they were like, oh my gosh, you're not even in the business and you're offering this. And then I showed them what I was getting paid, and I showed them how you could use my system to recruit people into their business all day long. And now this has just opened up this whole thing where folks can use our platform for, because we've been real strong in insurance, real estate, and other products. But just offering that to TerryWilson3.com/Beachbody offer, which is a 30-day free trial to try out all these videos and all these workout trainings that they get risk-free for 30 days. Try it out. See if you like it. And I was showing them, and the person I was talking to was telling me what I was getting paid to just refer people for that free trial was about what they were getting paid when they had to make a sale. So the power of TW3 and our RMP business is immense. And in those two examples, I just showed you how I can try things, use things, like things, recommend things, help people get things for free and get paid. That is the beauty of this new online world. I'm out in the highways and the byways. I'm talking about what I want to talk about. I'm talking about things that interest me. I'm talking to an audience that I'm trying my best to give them value, give them pointers, give them ways to take their money, their business, and their life to new levels. And in the process of doing that, I'm giving them information away, and that information I'm getting paid for, never having to ask for money from the audience. See, that's the beauty of the products and the services and the strategies we offer at TW3. And that's why we've had members that have been with us now for 6 and 7 years and are making tremendous amounts of money. That's why we've got new members that have come on just in the last several weeks, several months actually, and in the first few weeks making thousands and thousands of dollars, never selling our system, by the way, just using it. So this whole idea, well, it's just a product to resell. Nah, you missed the point, I'm afraid, my friend. But the point is, whether you're a member at TW3 or not, you can make tremendous amounts of money online today because we live in a world that's connected. And I promise you, you have value on the inside of you. You have an experience that you've had. You have things to tell either through a blog, through email, through podcasting, and through some medium you've got. And if you will take your experiences and take those things that have affected you, wrap them up with a passion that you have that gives you a sense of purpose, we can show you how to tie a paycheck with it. It's not that hard. When I get back, I'm going to give you 3 ways that you can start targeting your audience today online and making more money. When we get back, right after this. So how would you like to put your income on autopilot? You know, you've heard several online marketing gurus say the loot is in the list. And it is true. Email marketing done correctly will amass you thousands, if not millions of dollars. Part of my affiliate CPA and referral marketing business that I do, that I bring in thousands of dollars a week, is done by email marketing. But if you're just starting out, which systems do you use? What script do you use? How do you even get emails? All of those things make it tough when you're first getting started. So go over to terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. I wrote an ebook called The $1 Million Email Marketing System. And it's a book, and it's also video formulas and things there that's going to illustrate exactly what to use, how to use it, where to go to get certain emails that you need, how to present those emails when you send them out. Everything you need to do to start your own email marketing business and bringing that in as part of your strategy on how to make money, you can get by going to terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. That's terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. TerryWilson3.com/freebook.
Hit the wrong button. Sorry about that. What can I say? Southeast, swimming in pollen, which means I'm doped up on Sudafed right now, so I apologize. So how do you target the right audience online? There's about 3 strategies I want to give you in the next couple minutes here that's going to help you get in front of the right people, because at the end of the day, your conversion rate is contingent upon the type of audience that you're in front of. I mean, if you're in front of the wrong audience, you could be a rock star salesperson. You could be a rock star blogger, podcaster, content developer. If it's in front of the wrong people, you're going to have limited success. That's just the bottom line. So there's 3 things I'd give you. Number one is optimize for search. Search engine optimization is what we're talking about. That's where a webmaster, which if you're a TW3 member, you've got a blog. And what you'd want to do is think about the taglines, think about the subject lines, the H1, H2, and H3 header lines that you're presenting when you're creating that blog content. Make sure that you're really speaking to a particular audience that's going to resonate with, and use language use words that's going to resonate with a particular audience. For example, when I'm creating ad copy from time to time, I'll use language, especially if I'm targeting, like, for instance, insurance agents, and I'm trying to recruit them in a particular offer that I've got. Let's say I'm representing foresters and I'm recruiting for them, and they've got a plan that pays 130% advance commissions, 9 month advance commissions, 130%. Well, that language right there that I just threw out there, unless you're in insurance, that really doesn't make sense. But I'm not wanting to make sense for the general populace. I'm wanting to make sense for that particular niche market that I'm trying to reach. So, you know, a lot of times marketers and people tell you avoid, you know, inside baseball terms and, you know, industry specific. Well, that's true if you're trying to reach a mass audience. But if you're trying to reach a specific audience, I would tell you the right opposite. The better you can use language that resonates with them, and it's sort of like they get it. Number one, that you're going to have credibility with them because they're going to say, oh, this is not just some general marketer out there that's just trying to market to me because they know I'm in XYZ business. They actually know what they're talking about. So the stronger that you can speak to a particular niche, the stronger that content's going to be. And also the higher it's going to rank, because think about this. How are people that you're trying to reach going to search for the content that you're going to create? You got to sort of get inside of their head. So if I'm using that example again, I know that insurance agents are always looking for a good lead source. So I might create a blog that says the best final expense leads around. And then that might be the header. And then the subheading might be, exclusive leads for less than $1. I've got their attention because final expense, life insurance leads, that got them, you know, that's what the search engines are picking up. That's what they're, you know, searching themselves. Then they see that subheader that says, you know, exclusive leads for less than $1. Then they've got to click, they've got to get over, they got to see what is this about. And then I'm fleshing it out, talking about how, you know, to generate their, instead of being a consumer of leads, being a producer of leads and learning how to produce your own leads with some of these digital marketing tools and getting your acquisition cost down to less than a dollar. And then boom, I've got them. Okay, they're interested because I'm speaking to a pain point. I know that industry. I know that audience. I know what they're typically paying. I know what they've been conditioned to pay. So I know the value of being able to get exclusive leads for less than a dollar and what that sounds like. And so boom, I've got them. So, you know, I'm using insurance as an example, but you use whatever industry that you're familiar with. And then you say, well, Terry, I'm not, you know, I'm new to this. I don't even have an industry. Maybe you're just starting with TW3 as starting your own online business. Well, we show you how to work the opportunity and job market. So, and the number one reason we teach you that is because that crosses everyone's, that sort of transcends everyone's experience. Everyone knows what it's like to look for a job. Everyone knows what is appealing about a job and what's not appealing about a job. So we start you there because even if you don't have an insurance real estate background or mortgage broker or underwriting background or some sort of other niche industry that is real conducive to entrepreneurialism. Even if you come from, I've worked a 9-to-5 my whole life. I've never done anything like this before. Well, you know what it's like to be in the job market, I'm sure. And you know what people are looking for. So we always start you out there because it's just a general touchstone that we can all sort of relate with one another and get these concepts down. And so if you're in that space, what are they looking for? Most of the time they're looking for, a high income opportunity. So we would tell you, put your subject line, your header, your H1 tags. Make sure that is a something that's got some dollars in it so that they know, oh, $40 an hour. Ooh, okay. And then your subheader is going to be, fleshing it out. Go into the office or work from home. Oh, I've got to see this. And then your third tag, your third header, here are three opportunities where you can either go in the office or work from home and da da da. And you just start spilling it out. So that's a great, way of targeting an audience, targeting it with a blog and getting that content out there. Now, I will tell you, blogging, unless you're driving traffic to that blog via social media ads or via keyword ads that you're getting from Google or some other like Yahoo, Bing or something like that. Unless you're buying keywords or unless you're driving traffic from social media to get traffic over to your blog, blogging in the most natural form of just people just naturally searching through Bing, Yahoo or Google and finding your blog, that's going to take time. But you need to be creating content. You need to be blogging because over time, that's just going to lower your cost of business. Why? Because once you create that content, man, it's out there. And you're not having to, that's not something like an ad you're having to post or, you know, an advertisement on Facebook or LinkedIn you're having to run or, you know, keywords you're having to buy. It's just out there and you're, that's free traffic. So you got to be doing that. And here's something that I don't bring up a lot with our members, but it's a huge advantage that TW3 members have with their blog. Because our blog is set up, now we use WordPress in all full disclosure. I mean, there's nothing unique about that, except we've got some, you know, some hacks that we've done to our system to drive more traffic. And one of the things that is an advantage of TW3 members, as they meet one another and get to know one another, they've got a built-in network of people that they can backlink with. And sometimes in the blogging space, one of the hardest things to get started doing is a technique called backlinking. And that's where you put a link to your blog on someone else's website or blog. And what happens is search engines pick that up and say, oh, that must be a relevant blog, a relevant page, because there's several other websites out here linking to that page. And so if you've got an article that you're writing about water purifiers, and then all of a sudden that article is being linked at this blog and this blog and this blog and this blog, and there's three or four different blogs or websites out there that are linking to that one page, that one article. Google, Bing, Yahoo, they love that. And they say, okay, there's something here. One of the advantages that TW3 members have is, you know, when we tell people you need to start guest posting and guest blogging on other websites, well, it takes forever for them to find people and relationships and develop those relationships so that someone would trust you to allow you to post content or have them post content for you on their website. That takes time. That's just raw relationship building. Well, as a TW3 member, we've got clients that already know each other, and you've got one that's working over here in the insurance space, and you got another one that's working over here in direct sales of some, you know, a product. You've got another one that's over here in restaurant. You got another one over. And so they can start networking together and say, hey, I'll post your ads about this on my blog, and you post my ads and my content, not ads, but you post a link to my blog about this particular article, and they can start backlinking together, and it just drives the search engine relativity of their particular content up. You know, to have a network that's already sort of ramped up on SEO and then have the relationships of people, a network of entrepreneurs you already know about that will allow you to work together to backlink. That is a huge, huge advantage. So as you TW3 members that are listening to this podcast that I'm sending out to the general public, that is just a little inside tip that a lot of our elite members are already doing and finding tremendous success with. And you don't have to be an elite member to be able to do that. That's something that you could be doing right now. So SEO is paramount. That's number one. That's the thing that you'll want to do if you want to start driving traffic, strategic traffic to your blog, to your website, to your business that is going to drive the right traffic. Then you create that content with that blog and start driving that traffic over there and optimize that. And the way you optimize it, like I said, is the subject line, the subject line. And then you do use that backlinking a technique. I'm telling you, you're going to start seeing some better traffic, some more relevant traffic to what you're talking about. So when I get back from this last break here, we'll talk about the last two. There's two other strategies I want to give you that will get you, better traffic, more relevant traffic to your website. because that's where it's all going, guys. I mean, we still sell a bulk texter, bulk emailer, bulk dialer, and all these tools, but you know, 9 out of 10 times the way we're using it is we're driving traffic back to a website. So you got to be online. That's where the world's at. You got to be blogging. You got to be creating content. When we get back, I'll show you some other techniques. Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone, read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to TerryWilson3.com/call center right now to get more information. That's TerryWilson3.com/call center. So there's two things that I use on a daily basis to make more money, make more sales. Because I have learned over 20 some odd years of being an entrepreneur is most people do not make a significant purchase the first time they hear about it, or even the second time. As a matter of fact, it normally takes 6 touches, 6 encounters with a client before they will ever decide to pull the trigger on anything. How do you scale a business if you can't automate that process? One of the things and tools that I use is AWeber, which is an automatic email marketing system. Right now, you can get a 30-day free trial by going to TerryWilson3.com/AWeber. That's TerryWilson3.com/AWeber, AWeber, and try their services out. I think you're going to really like it. And if you decide to keep it after 30 days, they'll give you a discount for using that code. Go to TerryWilson3.com/AWeber right now and put your marketing and your sales process on autopilot.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
That's what it sounds like when I hit the right button. Yeah, eventually I'll learn how to do this. So number one, we was talking about SEO, man. That's you got to be doing that. You got to be blogging. Got to be sending traffic to that blog with some SEO stuff, you know. And that SEO is basically tagging those subject lines and the sub-subject lines, tagging them the right way, speaking to the right audience, backlinking to other blogs and stuff like that. And other, you can even backlink from social media accounts, and it gets us into number two. The second tool I would tell you or technique is engage on social media. You know, with the Statista reporting more than 3 billion active social media users worldwide, it'd be a waste not to utilize social media. I am amazed at how many people I talk to, you know, I just scratch my head that start with us. Buy our platform, get going with us. And then I tell them, okay, you'll want to take your blog post and share it on your Facebook account, your Twitter account, your LinkedIn account, you know, your various accounts. And they look at me and, well, I don't have an account. I was like, what? Now that's becoming less and less the case. But if you don't have social media accounts, you have to have one. If you're going to do business, if your goal is to do business, to have a home-based business, to build a business, to grow a business, to market a business, if you got, it doesn't matter if you got a brick and mortar business, you've got to be on social media. I mean, when we say people online, we're 70% of them, when we say online, we're talking about they're also on one of these social media channels. You just got to be over there. And so you got to engage your audience, but you don't need to fear it. You don't need to be afraid of it. You don't need to, it's not some big mystery. The beautiful thing about, the beautiful thing about social media today is back when I first got into building a business and marketing my business, I would have to be a little bit more strategic thinking that, okay, if my audience that buys this is like this demographic, then what paper do they read? What television shows do they watch? What radio channels and programs do they listen to? And then I would have to get my advertisements on those radio programs, those television shows, those newspapers. You know, I would have to be strategic, and it was all guesswork, you know, and you just do the best you can. Today, if I've got a product, for instance, well, like the Beachbody, TerryWilson3.com/Beachbody. I can right now go to Facebook and not just say, I want to talk to people or look, put this in front of people that, you know, might be interested in health, which would be a strategic way of thinking, but I can get better than that. I want this ad to go in front of just people in Greenville, South Carolina, that has looked at, been on a website, read about, been on Amazon, or looked at anything that had to do with anything about health, fitness, and particularly Beachbody. And then I put a compelling ad, try it out for 30 days. How much traffic do you think I'm going to get? I'm going to get a tremendous amount. And if I do it the way I teach people, I'm going to capture a lead before I give them the offer. I'm going to then give them the offer. I'm going to get paid for that offer. And then I've got a lead to maybe recruit. And ooh, I'm giving up some strategies, aren't I? But you see, I mean, you've got to be on social media. You got to be on social media because that's where everybody's at. That's where, and social media knows everything. So I don't have to guess anymore about, is this ad going in front of the right people? That's why we tell you, when you get our tools, we'll give you in the technology, we'll give you training that will prevent you from having to call your friends, family, and foes. And so that my promise to a lot of my network marketers and MLMers that want to use our platform is stop trying to call on your warm market like everybody's trying to teach. Stop going on your Facebook page necessarily. And, you know, you can do that, but that's not the only strategy. That's not even necessarily the best strategy. There's ways that you can only put your content in front of people that are highly motivated. They may or may not even know you, but you can build rapport with them instantly through your content marketing strategy. And then you're off to the races. There's no need to pester people anymore. There's no need to be that guy. Oh, what is Terry selling today? I don't have to be that guy. If I got strong content on my site, if I got strong content on my blog, if I've got 5 different ways to monetize traffic that gets over there, so I'm never, you know, feeling the pressure to have to sell something. And then I can put strategic ads for offers that I have in front of just the right people and then target them in a certain area so that I can make that ad copy really resonate with that audience. There's no way I cannot be successful. I mean, you're just going to be. You know, Lindsay read my income report back in April, and she said, you know, one of the things was, you know, the money we did in RAMP, referral marketing products. And we had a 1 week that we did a little over $14,000. All that was giving stuff away. That wasn't selling stuff. That was giving value away, giving stuff away, giving content away, giving offers away, giving things to people that already valued what we was giving away. So there was no selling involved. That's the power of once you have the ability to target an audience specific to what you're wanting to do, then that is a strategy. That's just one more strategy that's going to compel you and compel your business to be higher ranked and more effective. And as a result, more lucrative. So that's number two, engage on social media. Number three, and finally, use visual content. The Harvard Business Review has said that to improve your content marketing, you need to create visual content and avoid heavy blocks of text. Images, videos, and other visual content spark and keep the interest of readers. And because they want skimmable content that's easy to digest, then you have to be using it. A study by Nielsen found that users can scan content in different patterns, one of them being a spotted pattern. This means they skip chunks of text and heavily scan the page searching for something specific like links or keywords. If you want to catch the attention of your audience, spruce up the content that they are consuming on your site by inserting images, videos, and other media elements to make them more appealing and exciting. From there, use the same visual content to post on social media and entice users to check out the brand, the offer, the service that you are presenting. Take customers' stories, experiences, and reviews and turn them into videos and can feature on your website and social platforms. I do this all the time. You know, there's an old rule of thumb that it's bad form to brag on yourself, brag on your product, brag on your service, but I will let other people do it all the time and I'll record them doing it. And I'll ask them, if you found value, please do, because it carries more weight. No one's going to listen to Terry Wilson talk about Terry Wilson, but they will listen to this person who's had Terry's product and this person who's had Terry's product and this person who's using Terry's product, goods or service. And so you do the same thing as you're building your brand, as you're building your product line, as you're building your services that you offer, make sure you take the time to record the feedback from the people who have experience with what you offer. It's very powerful, very powerful. I would tell you the first 5 years of this business was a little bit, well, not a little bit. It was very difficult. Why? Because unless you were in the music world, you didn't know who Terry Wilson was. And unless you were in a specific niche of that particular world, you still didn't know who I was. And unless you were in a specific region of that specific industry in that particular niche, you still didn't know who I was. So that's a long way of saying I was nobody. Why would anybody listen to me? So it took some time to build credibility online. It took some time to continue to find new clients, turn them into rock stars, make them successful, and then let their story become my advertisement, my proof of concept. And so it took some time. You have to do the same thing. I didn't have a Terry Wilson behind me. So that's why I tell my members all the time. One of the things that new members run up to is they'll get this objection. It says, well, how well are you doing with it? Are you making money using these tools? Are you making the money using this business? Are you making, and it's a very unfair question, but it's a very understandable question, but it's unfair in this regard as well. If they've just been in it for the first week or two, that's no way. Cause only thing that you can measure at that point is them, and you're not buying necessarily them. You're buying what they are offering, which is the products, goods, and services that we provide for them. And so I always tell them, you need to flip the script and say, what you're looking for is proof of concept and how well does this work? And then you go right into how long we've been in business online, our ratings with the Better Business Bureau without having to pay to be an accredited member and still getting a top rating, all of these other accolades and things that we've won. And that's the true measure of the product, good, and service that you're offering. Not what someone who's been in the business a week or two or even a month or two has had. And so it is powerful if you're starting an online business, just to toot my own horn for just a second. One of the best, because there's other guys out there than me, but one of the best favors you can do for yourself and your business is link up with someone that's already got some online credibility that's going to help you. So you're not starting from scratch. Because one of the things that starting from scratch has, is you're starting from scratch. Nobody knows you. So it takes time. So one of the ways you can ramp up your production, you can ramp up the speed of your success is co-op, get in there with some other people that can lend you some credibility and also lend you some strategies on how to better do what you're wanting to do. And then you're just going to find success that much quicker. But to recap in episode 366 here, basically, if you want to be able to effectively reach more people, a targeted audience, and do it more effectively online, number one, try those SEO techniques I gave you. Number two, engage on social media. And number three, use visual content. As a matter of fact, I did a whole episode, and I think it was episode 364. Yeah, 364. So I gave you 10 tips for creating landing pages that convert. And a lot of that had to do with graphics and stuff like that. So look at 364 for a little more in detail about graphics. And I think I did one other one as well. But maybe that was it. No, it was 364. That's the one I was talking about. But check that one out, because that goes into great detail. And I give you some resources of companies that are free of charge that you can start using to help your graphics. Because, you know, the old adage, a picture's worth 1,000 words. I would tell you online it's worth more than that. Matter of fact, you're not even going to get to speak the next word if you don't have a decent graphics out there now. And that's something I am continually working on, because I know that makes or breaks, you know, what my opt-in's going to be, what, you know, how long they're going to stick around and look at the content. It's all about the graphics. Listen, guys, I hope this was episode 366. I hope you got some value out of it. If you did, leave us a comment below on our website here at TerryWilson3.com. If you haven't subscribed to our podcast, go over to TerryWilson3.com/iTunes. Subscribe, leave us some feedback at iTunes. We're really trying to ramp that up. We've been doing this for the last 2 months, really trying to ramp that up, because that you know, we never just took, here's something funny. The online marketing guru is about to tell on himself, but I just never spent much time asking for feedback and rating us and all that through iTunes and these other platforms, just because I was so hyper-focused on my website. I mean, that's why I named the podcast after the website name. Someone at social media marketing said, are you a, I'm not going to say what they said, but they were challenging my, my good sense. And they had a reason to, because I just never took a lot of time telling people, you know, you ought to go over there and give us a rating, but it helps, you know, in your rankings at iTunes, if you have feedback and all of that and rankings and stuff like that, or ratings, excuse me. So if you feel so inclined, if you get value out of this, I would much appreciate going over to TerryWilson3.com/iTunes and giving us some positive feedback and leaving a comment. And if you got any questions about this podcast is on my blog at TerryWilson3.com. It's at episode 366. You can always leave your questions and your comments there. And I always engage with my audience there. We do live podcasts when I'm in town. Right now, I'm out in the Midwest somewhere, probably in Arizona right now, or Utah. I don't know when this podcast is actually being sent out, but we are on our sort of a 1 month excursion. We're calling it the Redneck National Lampoon's Vacation. It's me and my kids and wife. We're out there. I rented an RV and we're just going out to the Southwest and just enjoying life and seeing the anywhere that's got a cactus in a desert. I think that's what's going to be on the agenda mostly. So that's where we're at. But if you would like to attend the live podcast when we have them, and we'll be starting those back up 1st of June, make sure. And I am doing, even while I'm out there and even while I'm wearing the camper, I'm doing some live streaming. If you want to get alerts when I'm going to go live and take questions, you can subscribe to our text alert by texting the word at TW3podcast. And that's the at sign, not the word at, but the at sign. Text at TW3podcast to 81010. At TW3podcast, text that to the number 81010. And when I go live and I stream or do anything like that, because I do a lot of Q&A stuff on YouTube, I will send out a text and it'll have the link to where I'm going live, and you can ask me questions there. And would love to have you on one of our live streams. And then when we're back in the saddle in June, we'll send you out text alerts. Hey, we're going live, and it's normally Monday nights at 9 p.m. But we'll give you text alerts to that as well. But thank you so much for listening in today on episode 366. Use those three strategies, because I'm telling you, the better you can get in front of the right people with your message, the more money you're going to make. That's just the bottom line. Even if you're not selling up front, the more traffic you have to your website, the more opportunity you have to just give stuff away and earn. It's all about getting eyes on your content, getting ears to listening to what you have to say. Till next time, this is Terry.
Thank you
you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really, I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this the celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean,